It's the final day at the Sir Chris Hoy Velodrome here for the Commonwealth Games 2026. We've got James and we've got Matt with us here from the Tandem Cycling. James, another medal to add today?
Absolutely, yep, the silver medal. Quite Italian now, silver medals in the Commonwealth Games. Yeah, no, it's good. We just rode into today, just finding our legs as we go. And unfortunately we didn't get the result we wanted, but the way it played out, I feel like the crowd absolutely loved it. So that was good. I feel like we were battling the crowd and the Scots Tandem today.
Matt, it wasn't without its drama either, this race.
No. Everyone seems to ask me this question as well. Rather than James,
but, everyone.
At the end of the day, commissaires call it a racing incident, which I don't see it as. Like, they knocked themselves off by riding into us. So we should have had the choice of position at the restart, which would have made a massive difference to the result of the race today. So I'm disappointed in that for one, but also it's a shame we didn't also have the legs today either. But the beauty of this event is that it's not all about who's the quickest, it's also who's the best tactically, and we had a good day in that respect, but through decisions out of our control, the race got taken a different way. So yeah, pretty good.
Everything okay physically wise though?
We stayed upright, it's one of those situations where they rode their front wheel into our back wheel, and back wheel always wins, so we won. Not that was the competition today, but we were just riding normally, we certainly didn't impede on them.
I suppose you've got to take it on the chin, move on to the next one then.
Yeah, of course, but it's annoying when sometimes these results are out of your control, do you know what I mean? I'm very proud of the way we raced today. We rode into the day, we had good legs this afternoon, but then we just didn't go our way, so hey ho.
James, just I suppose you guys got to dust yourselves down now, move on to the next one.
Yep.
Is that easy to do? Is it a difficult one to do?
Yeah, we might have different ways of dealing with it, obviously, but I'm just a bit disappointed because I obviously got friends and family in the crowd and all that stuff, and I know everyone says it all the time, but sort of letting them down and whatnot, but they'll be happy for me, do you know what I mean? That's on me, but they've watched a fantastic race at the end of the day, do you know what I mean? Which, some of my friends have never been to a velodrome before, so they'll have enjoyed that to no end, especially with the crowd, do you know what I mean? A sold out velodrome. We sadly don't get to race much, with a sold-out crowd. So just even taking that is a big win. I mean,
what's the next step then? I know some of the riders were chatting to you. They've got a day off and they're back in the training again. What about you guys?
We got a few days off now, just back at the training line because we got the World Championships in October.
It's hard. I mean, I'm moving house this week, so that's going to take a little bit of my time. But get back to training. But everybody approaches different races in different ways. And from a British cycling team perspective, they'd rather us have our best performance at the World Championships. For British cycling, the Commonwealth Games is supposedly lower down the priority, because this doesn't score points. But we decided, when we started riding together, that we were going to try and do our best at each race. In an ideal world, if you were training for the World Championships in October, you would still be in heavy training right now. But it's too good of an event to not try and peak for. Yeah. So we've peaked for this, so it means that we have to get back to heavy training very much sooner rather than later to then be able to get a good performance at Worlds. So it is back to training. It's part of the job.
Well done in the medal. It was a difficult race for you. Totally get that. But, another silver to add to the collection.
Absolutely.
And good luck with the next races. Thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.